If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But what if you wanted to give your child a gift, and not just any gift, but the greatest gift you have ever given, and all you wanted was that he or she would say, "Please, may I have your gift?" But she refused.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, president of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, I know there are many of my colleagues that decry the commercialization of Christmas. Even I can get a little disconcerted when the Christmas music and decorations go up in the stores in October. But really, overall, I just enjoy celebrating the season and reminding folks that it really is about Jesus, the Son of God, being born as a man to live among us. What a hopeful message. And if you and your family are into sharing lots of gifts or just a select few, the idea that we all are celebrating the greatest gift to the world by our sharing with others is just terrific. But what if you wanted to give your child a gift, and not just any gift, but the greatest gift you have ever given, and all you wanted was that he or she would say, "Please, may I have your gift?" But she or he refused. What would you do? Can you imagine that? Well, the Bible tells us that when the reason why we celebrate Christmas was first offered, the first recipient did just that. He refused. We're going to learn about that today on Wings of the Morning. But first, let's listen to the group Big Daddy Weave sing a great version of the old favorite, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, sun.
in the Bible, we have the writings of the great prophet Isaiah. And in chapter 7, we hear from him about a crisis in the nation of Judah when it was under attack by both the wicked king of Israel, who was supposed to be his kinsman, and the king of Syria. Ahaz, that's the king of Judah, was indeed fearful of this attack, which threatened not only him, but the possibility that his heir would someday not sit on his throne. In fact, it was threatening to destroy the promise to King David that an heir of his would always sit on his throne. And like so many of us, in our own pride, rather than turning and trusting in God, we instead, and Ahaz, relied on our own wit to our own detriment. And so it was with Ahaz the king. So when Isaiah comes to him in behalf of God to offer hope and protection, he doesn't even say, "No thanks." Isaiah says this to Ahaz while Ahaz is inspecting his most important water supply for Jerusalem. He says, "Be careful, keep calm, and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because of these two smoking stubs of firewood, because of the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram, and of the son of Remaliah." In other words, the kings of Syria and Israel. You see, these two were plotting to invade Judah and take it over and put their own king in his place. But Isaiah tells King Ahaz what God says. He says, "It will not take place. It will not happen. Within 65 years, Ephraim," or in other words, Israel, "will be too shattered to be a people." And then he says, "If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all." Whoa, what a dire warning. But then he says, that is Isaiah, "Ask the Lord for a sign," to which Ahaz says essentially, "No thanks," but he doesn't even have the politeness to do that. But he says, with the excuse that he didn't want to test God, when really it was that he already had his mind made up to not trust God at all, but to do it his own way. Well, does that sound like any of us, any of you out there? Well, then the story goes on, and Isaiah tells him off and says that God is going to give a sign of the survival of David's throne, whether or not Ahaz was going to partake of it at all. He says, and here's the quote, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Well, this was terrific news. Even if Ahaz or Isaiah didn't fully grasp what it meant right then, Emmanuel means God is with us. And Syria, Israel, and the nation Ahaz was putting all his political marbles into, that is Assyria, all would fall before God. And God was going to be with Judah. In fact, Isaiah shares later that God's chosen one, Emmanuel, which means God is with us, will shatter the nations. Their plans will not stand because God is with us. What was Isaiah talking about? And what about this amazing thing of a virgin conceiving? A virgin is no longer a virgin if she's conceiving, or is she? Apparently, even before Jesus was born, the Jewish scholars thought so. And unlike any other birth, this birth is truly of, as Isaiah says, the Lord himself. And like Isaiah says in a later chapter, chapter 9, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will reign on David's throne." Have you heard those words before? Yeah, that's Handel's Messiah. He took it from this chapter. But Isaiah was here prophesying the Messiah. it would be a miraculous birth, a virgin birth. It had to be because this Messiah, as Isaiah says, would be called Mighty God and God with us. Wow! What good news! What a great gift that would not only bring to Ahaz the preservation he sought, but salvation of the world. The government, all the government would be on his shoulders. But Ahaz was too proud. Ahaz was too self-sufficient. He didn't want God's sign, God's help, or God's salvation. In the end, he couldn't stop God from bringing salvation to the world in the form of himself, in the form of Jesus, the Messiah. But in the end, Ahaz personally lost out on what God had in mind for him. So many today are doing the same thing as Ahaz. And considering we have the historical record before us about him, about Judah, about Israel, about Jesus, who was God with us, born of the Virgin Mary, it is almost unimaginable that anyone would turn down that same gift. But many do. How about you? Why don't you read for yourself in Isaiah 7, 8, and 9 and see that Isaiah told us that Jesus would be the Savior of the world. And then you could pray a prayer like this. Dear God, open my eyes. Help me see your gift of salvation in Jesus this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning with Reverend Tom Lehman on 1150 AM WDEL and WDEL.com. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.